Tattoos may be linked to cancer, here's why. I got tattooed during a time in my life when I wasn't fully informed about what was going into my body or what I was allowing onto my skin. Back then, it was about art, self-expression, and creative identity. Today, I see it differently. Tattoos are not harmless, Ellie Gray, a book author, wrote on Facebook. Like Gray, many people choose to get tattoos as self-expression, acts of remembrance, or transformation. But even when the meaning runs deep, tattoos can have consequences, some only now coming to light. The link between tattoos and cancer. Many tattoo inks contain chemicals that have been classified as carcinogenic, or cancer-causing, by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. A 2024 study by Swedish researchers found that 21% of participants with malignant lymphoma had tattoos compared with 17% of controls. The risk was highest, an 81% increase, among those who got their first tattoo within 2 years of diagnosis. We know that tattoo ink often contains toxic chemicals and that a significant portion of the injected ink is transported away from the skin by the immune system, which perceives it as a foreign substance, Crystal Nielsen, associate professor and lead author of the study, told the Epoch Times. Once ink enters the dermis, the layer of skin beneath the outer layer, the immune system attempts to clear it, sending pigment particles to nearby lymph nodes and, potentially, other organs. This may disrupt immune function and trigger systemic inflammation. Over time, the persistent presence of ink in lymphatic tissue could contribute to abnormal immune activity and increase the risk of cancers such as lymphoma and skin cancer. Are some tattoos more harmful than others? Does size matter? Nielsen's study found no clear link between the size of a tattoo and lymphoma risk. We did not observe an increased risk with larger tattoos, which was unexpected, Nielsen said. That does not mean such a link doesn't exist, only that our study design may not have been able to detect it. However, Nielsen noted that a January study published in BMC Public Health on the same topic found a different pattern, suggesting that larger tattoos may indeed be associated with a higher cancer risk. The study proposed that larger tattoos might have a stronger effect due to greater overall ink exposure or prolonged exposure from tattoos acquired over time. Tattoo risks also include infections and allergic reactions that may be difficult to treat, Dr. Bruce Broad, clinical professor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, told the Epoch Times. Such risks may be amplified by the amount of ink used or how deeply it's deposited, factors more likely in larger or multiple tattoos. Does color matter? Another factor to consider is the color of the tattoo. In a matched analysis comparing individuals with similar characteristics, those with black or gray tattoos had a 23% higher risk of lymphoma. Those with both black and colored tattoos had a 21% higher risk compared to people without tattoos. In a broader, less controlled analysis, the risk was even higher for black and gray tattoos, showing a 32% increase, and lower for tattoos with both black and colored ink, with an 11% increase. Of note, this broader analysis may have been influenced by other factors, such as lifestyle or health differences between groups. Black ink often contains polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are known to be carcinogenic and can increase the risk of cancer. Colored inks, on the other hand, may contain primary aromatic amines. Both may contain metals like arsenic, lead, and chromium. Warning signs. Current regulations on tattoo ink ingredients are not sufficient, Dr. Tricia Khanna, dermatologist and medical advisory board member at Codex Labs, told the Epoch Times. This is a growing concern among dermatologists. Some warning signs people with tattoos should look out for when monitoring their skin health include persistent redness, itching, bumps, new pigmented lesions, color change, ulceration, and bleeding, Khanna said. Tattoos can also complicate the early detection of skin cancer, Broad said. Since changes in the skin may be obscured by the tattoo pigment, detecting potential issues becomes more challenging. If people notice a new or changing spot within a tattoo, or anywhere on the skin, it's crucial to seek evaluation from a dermatologist, he said. Laser removal. After learning about the risks, some people's first instinct might be to remove their tattoo. However, laser removal could further increase the lymphoma risk. Among tattooed participants who underwent laser treatment, the risk of lymphoma was found to be 3 times higher. These findings align with experimental studies showing that laser treatment breaks down azo compounds, chemicals used to color tattoos, into potentially toxic, cancer-causing substances. This breakdown may release more harmful chemicals into the body, further raising the risk. What to do if you have a tattoo? If you're already tattooed and concerned about the risks, the best approach is to focus on your overall health. The best thing we can do for our health, tattoos or not, is to maintain a healthy lifestyle, regular exercise and a nutritious diet, Nielsen said. Make sure to take an active role in improving your diet to help reduce cancer risk. Eating more plant-based foods isn't just a trend, it's a proven strategy, Amy Braganini, a clinical oncology dietitian, told the Epoch Times. A diet rich in colorful fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, and whole grains has been linked to lower cancer rates. For people considering getting a tattoo, it's important to weigh all the information before making a decision. Ultimately, the choice is personal. As researchers, our role is to provide knowledge so people can make informed decisions, Nielsen said. If someone is concerned about potential health effects, then it may be best to refrain from tattooing to avoid future worries.